CR Writer Company, may I help you?
Wimberly, it's Adrienne. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Adrienne?
I'm good. 2 weeks. That's all we got.
Yep. It's getting here mighty fast.
Yeah, it is.
I think I have one Christmas gift that I've purchased so far. Got a little work today, somehow.
I know. And when you work retail, the last thing you want to do is shop, you know?
No. That's true. And I also would prefer, when I do have to shop, to go, you know, buy it in person. So I'm just trying to hold off till a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I agree.
After work. But anyway, my tree's only half decorated, so, you know, it looks pretty. It's got lights. So we're good. We're good.
You're getting there, slowly but surely, right?
Uh-huh.
That's good. Have you guys been selling a lot in the store?
Not as much as we would really like to. It's been a little slower than expected at this point, so I hope everybody's just kind of like me and they're just going to be lined up waiting to the last minute.
Right. I know. Have you guys had any of the heavy hitters come in?
Well, we had somebody that I would call a heavy hitter, yeah. I mean, real thankful for somebody to come in and buy two nice pieces of jewelry at once, so that was great. Yeah, so hopefully there's just going to be some more coming on in the door. I don't know.
That's right. Is Jack around or is he tied up?
Yeah, no, he can come to the phone, I believe. Hang on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm okay. It's a pretty day out here. How about you?
I mean, it's not bad. It's 36. We had, like, we had snow last night, and it was the pretty snow that, like, covers all the trees and everything. But
oh, yeah. I love that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but it, since then, since it's warmed up, it's slowly been melting, so we have quite a mess, and it's been raining. Yeah.
Oh, it's been raining too. Oh gosh, we've got beautiful sunny skies, blue as can be. I mean, it's gorgeous down here. It's Colorado. It's a Colorado sky, we call it. It's a real pretty out here. The wind's whipping up a little bit. I think it's around 50, 51, 52 degrees.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah, it's really nice.
It'd be a nice day for people to get out and go shopping for Christmas, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. I'm looking out there, and I hardly see anybody except people going to the restaurants, and that's about it. I guess they think with their stomachs instead of their, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but they better hurry up and make up their minds. It's getting close. I mean, we're down to the
last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks, really.
Yeah, that's it. Well, at any rate, we've had a few people come in, not a whole lot. Our regular old customers, you know, the ones that are tested and true.
Yeah.
They always come in. And we haven't had the bulk of them yet, so the next 2 weeks will be the determining factor. So we just have to wait. They always wait till the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just been buttering around here.
Yeah. Did you get all of your Christmas shopping? What did you get your wife?
I haven't done anything yet.
And here we're complaining about other people,
about
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm the worst anyway. I do that every year anyway. She expects it on me. So then the kids come. When the kids come in, they're going to spend another couple of weeks with us, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they do it at Christmas. They split it up between my wife and I, and then his parents live in Warner Robins. So that's about a 30-mile, 40-mile trip. And they'll spend, you know, a few days there, a few days with us, and go back and forth and visit. So
that's nice.
Best of both worlds, I guess. Get spoiled everywhere.
So what do they do for work? Do they work from home that they can do that? Or,
who's
like,
that?
They just get the kids, your kids?
Oh, he gets a couple weeks off at Christmas time. With the engineering firm that he works at. They just basically shut down for a couple of weeks, and then that's the way it works, I think. He saves up to some of, I think he gets 1 week normally, and then he saves up a whole week so he can do it every Christmas.
Mm.
And she actually does work. She has a clientele that she goes to different hospitals. And
oh, okay.
So she can determine her hours any way she wants. So that's nice. Traveling doctor, I guess you'd call her.
Got it.
It seems to be the way the way of things, at least down here in this area. I don't know how it is up north, but there's a lot of traveling doctors and traveling nurses.
Traveling nurses more so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that with the doctors now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down here. Emergency room doctors. it's kind of surprising. I don't know what kind of money they make, but it must be worthwhile.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, what are you going to do? You know, I said, your family's going to suffer. She said, well, you know, between that and going on these tournaments, you know, Wing Chun tournaments and stuff, she said, I said, you're pretty much away from home a lot, aren't you? She said, a little bit, but not much. Hold on just a moment.
Yep.
Watch your son, Linda. Watch your son, Linda. In the old mall, in the center of the old mall upstairs. Yeah. I had a customer come in a while ago looking for some kind of a specialty watch repair, and we couldn't do it here. I sent her someplace that they could get it done. She forgot where it was.
Oh, I could have let you off the phone.
No, that's fine. It was no big deal. Ms. Rader just took the name, and she's going to tell her.
Mm.
So it's no biggie. Anyway.
Is your daughter from Washington going to be able to come home?
No, she's pretty much stuck up there. I told my wife, I said, look, why don't we surprise her one time and pay her way down here and see if she can get off for a couple of weeks and come down and spend some time with us.
Oh, that would be nice.
I said, you know, well, you know, if it's a money problem, money issue, we'll just give them the plane fare and return and you know, come here and return fare. And then we'll, you know, spring for everything while they're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to them if they want to do that. Which I'm not sure. Well, in winter time probably. Her husband is more timid about the heat. He can't handle the heat.
Really?
Yeah, he says it's just too hot there. He lived here in Georgia for a short while, for a couple of years, and he said I couldn't wait to get back up north. He said it's too hot. He said way too hot. He said,
yeah, but in like now you said it's only 50 degrees, so now wouldn't be a bad time.
Yeah, now would be a good time. That's why I say we'd do it at Christmas time for him. They have him come down, and then everybody be together at Christmas. That would be nice. I wouldn't do it in summer. He'd probably melt.
Yeah, he'd definitely say, forget you, huh?
Remember one day we were going, I took him out to lunch, and we went to, I don't remember, it was one of his favorite restaurants, and we had to cross a large pavement. The pavement is in a mall area, sort of, one of these laid-out malls, you know, big malls.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out there, and we started to walk across the pavement. And it's just like endless pavement. And he said, oh, God. He says, how do you stand this? I said, stand what? He said, the heat. He said, it's so hot. He said, that must be 140 degrees coming off of that. I said, probably 150 or 160. Why?
Jeez.
I said, it won't be forever, though. We'll be in air conditioning in just a minute. Hang tight.
The humidity down there is something else. Remember when I went to the Atlanta show in August a couple years back, and as soon as you, exited mm-hmm. the plane, you could feel it.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in Atlanta. That's the cool area. You come down here to where we're at in the middle of Georgia area, woo, it gets beauty warm.
Oh, jeez, wow. That's amazing. They can be that different of temperature change.
Yeah, it's amazing because you're at a higher elevation up there, so it's if it's like 100 degrees up there, you get down here, it's more like with the heat elevation and all that being lower down
mm-hmm.
and everything. You're like in a valley. It feels more like if it's 100 there, it's more like about 110 here. So about 10 degrees warmer. Then you add the heat index, and that gets you up to about 115, 116, something like that, like it was up in Milledgeville that one time. We were up there. We were watching, well, we weren't. My daughters were watching the bats fall out of the buildings.
What?
They were hanging on to the side of the building. There were bats on the sidewalk dying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's how hot it was. Downtown Milledgeville, they went down there to go get to a restaurant, and on the outside of the restaurant, hanging on the eaves were bats, and they were just hanging on. They'd be dropping after they passed out and fell to the ground and died.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, tell me about it. I couldn't believe it. And they took pictures and sent them to me. And I said, what's this? I said, it's a bat. I said, I know what it is. I mean, what's going on? I said, they're dying. And I said, dying? He said, yeah. Downtown Milledgeville is old, and they've got bats in all the buildings. And they encourage them, believe it or not, because it gets rid of all the insects at night. So when people are outside, you know, on these, like, they have, like, outside eating areas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about mosquitoes and, you know, things like that. So they don't mind the bats. They kind of control them and regulate them, but it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Interesting.
I bet y'all don't have bats up there.
We do, actually.
You do? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you got to remember, like, there's also, like, farmland around us and stuff, because we're Rochester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're not New York City.
No, New York City. I was going to say, you probably don't have that up there. You probably have mice that'll carry you away.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I just wanted to give you a quick call, and hopefully you have someone needing, you know, diamond studs, tennis bracelet, something, you know.
Well, the last time you called, remember, you gave us some good luck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
Ms. Rader had a $7,000 sale.
Wow, very good. Good. So, all right. Well, have a good day, and I shall talk to you, okay?
All right. You take care. Thanks so much.
You too. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Bye.